And what's Baba's order? Going to your homes too.
Scupa prima la razza e te ne caffè. Arte le tocca Baba. E lui dice che Baba è guru. E lui dice che io mas arte guru.
Quando si arrivi di get out.
Get out. Ma è un ordine Baba di te io mas a te ne
caffè. Oui, c'est que le guru disait.
Il dit
get out.
I just can't say that.
No. What are you talking, French? Yes,
yeah, French.
French.
Well, I understand English, but I did not get the story.
I get it. Yeah. Well, I ask, all right. I swear, if Maharaj used to swear good and proper, my man used to clobber you that you gyrate on your axis. Oh, yes. All right. Well, we all started shaking into our boots. Chase these people out. Throw them out. Tell them to get out. I don't want to see anybody. I don't know, may not anybody. No. Go on. Send him out. What do you think? Should we stand here? Maharaj said, get out. And Baba said, get in. You see the clash? Now what do you do?
Yeah.
If you don't go, you disobey Baba's guru.
Yes.
If you disobey Baba, you come back. You are in effect. So we were all just trembling. Let us wait for 15 minutes. Let him get angry. Let us wait for 15 minutes. What do you say? If we go back, Baba might not like it. That's true. But then he says, go. What do we do? Somehow or other, you know, in this catechism, we just halted a little while. In about 15-20 minutes or so, and the first thing I just signaled us, come here. Absolutely cooled down. You go inside, still shaking, mind you. Because if you are not sure of his temperament, he would swing any time he likes. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, that's a new one. Where are you from? Beautiful, absolute love, you know. Where are you from? I never seen you here. Very well. Just talk so peacefully, so beautifully, so lovingly. Everything, you see, that heat is gone. And then he gave us advice. That as Mirvan's Mandali, you stick. You stick to him. Don't leave. He's a perfect man. Whatever I had, I have given to him. Don't believe anybody. It's very good. It's very good. He'll make you God. Alright. He just had some more talk at the same time. Parting advice was this: the sincere Baba's Mandali, you stick to him. It's very good. And whatever I had, I have given him. Alright. We take his darshan, goodbye, come back. We bow down. Soon as we come back, Baba asks the whole history of our journey. Soon as you went to Sakuri, what happened? We gave him the incident that Maharaj flew at us. He says, what was Maharaj doing then? Baba, you were just digging a lime groove, you were just digging the earth. You remind me about this point. That's all. I'll explain to you why perfect master do that. Mm-hmm. What is the necessity of a perfect master to dig the ground like a coolie? No necessity. But then, well, all right, the subject matter goes away, and he just said that you remind me tomorrow. I'll explain you this point. Tomorrow, day after, or sometime later, but we got that point out. And he said that these God-realized souls would immediately drop their body. They want to drop their body, go home, to be one with unity. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want this illusion at all. They don't want this illusion again. So they keep themselves occupied in a childish manner. Where are you from? You're America. Where is America? I have never heard about that country. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he keeps on talking. Keeps on talking. You're a carpenter. What do you do? What wood do you use? I never heard about that cedar wood. We have got ordinary these ordinary boxes, that's all. And we like, they keep on talking, you see. Yes. The Baba used to do the same. He says, no, he himself said that. If he just keeps quiet, you know, go home. You don't want a job. No, but the duty is to be done. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yet the duty is there.
Mm-hmm.
But that union, let you say, attraction is so powerful. You don't want it. Don't want it. I'd like to go home. Although he's in home. Although he's there. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to remain in illusion. So Upasni Maharaj was doing that.
Just digging.
This is the dig. Yes. Just anything. Just as like you tear up a cloth and start sewing again. Something like that. Hey, take a pajama, just tear it up and sew it again. Something like that.
Mm.
See, there's a problem.
Just anything to keep.
Just keep busy. Keep busy in this world.
Otherwise, they might just go. Drop the body.
I don't know, I just can't explain you that. I can tell you what Baba has said, but how it is, we don't know. He's in unity, he's in eternity, and yet he says he wants to leave it and go, and yet he can't go. Well, just try to imagine, see if your nut can think of it. No, sir. you just listen to him, that's it. It's beyond our comprehension. Absolutely.
I don't have to dig holes to
keep
myself here.
Get yourself
occupied. I don't have to keep myself occupied to stay here.
You can't.
I do nothing, I will still stay here. But wasn't Baba hitting his own leg all the time? Was not Baba hitting his own leg all the time to keep here?
And then you just prick the back of his thumb. When he was thinking deeply, you see, just like a barbarian. You know, while writing a telegram, you would think like a man. You'd contradict your words. You see, when you write a telegram, you always condense the words so that the cost may not be more. It's common. So, he'll tell you, write down a telegram. Send a telegram to James Cox. Well, he gives you a point, you write it down. You are a fool. You write it down. You write it down. Ah, go away. How far did you study? Go away. No, it's no good. Come on. I'll dictate to you. What are the subjects? You forgot the subject. What did you write? Read it again. No, change that word. What did you say? Alright, no, that's a better word. You write this, you write that. And something like that. It's normal. Just push it towards. That's right. Thank you. I'll move. But that's enough. You see? You would be one of us, always. In the very beginning, you said a true teacher is he, Vivekananda's words. A true teacher is he who comes down to the level of the student and teacher.
True.
You've got to come down to the level of the student.
To make them understand.
See, if that teacher remains on a higher pedestal, the student will never learn. And another thing. One day he asked.
What did he say, Father?
Are you afraid of me? Just when the topic was going. Yes. We were much frightened of him. You. No. No. Don't be frightened. Love me. Be frightened of breaking my orders. That's the fright. That's real fright. Don't be afraid of me personally. Be afraid of breaking my orders. That's all. I am your friend. I am your guru. No. You couldn't love me if you're afraid of me. Quite a plain thing, logical. Could you love a man if you are afraid of him?
No.
You could never. So don't be afraid of me, be afraid of breaking my orders. That's all. And do as I tell you to. No. No. Yes, sir. It comes by and by. Yes. So from that day, our fright was gone. But then, obedience, that is, how to do things, he taught in a sentence. How to obey him, he taught in a sentence. To be strict, not to be lax. Never be lax. But inadvertently, you see, as I said, if your bicycle gets punctured, what could you do? Don't make deliberate mistakes.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about sanctions. You were giving sanctions. Yeah. What sort of sanctions would you give normally?
Yeah, as I said, keep off from lust. The most major sanction.
No, but that's more an advice.
And
than a sanction.
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. And for 27 years, no meat. Don't eat meat.
But did you consider
meat, fish and eggs, huh?
But did you consider that as a sanction or just as a...
Order.
Yeah.
You may call it a sanction or call it an ordinance or call it any damn thing, we call it an order.
That's an order.
That's all.
No, I was not thinking of order, I was thinking of, you know, if you hadn't done something in the proper time, or he may just give you a sanction...
Monday's fasting.
You know, Monday's fasting, I don't know what...
Yeah, it did.
That it did.
Then... At dinner time or lunch time, you just send a message, go and tell that idiot Padri to eat his food and be careful not to make mistakes again. You send a word to you. Go and tell that idiot.
Well, you must have learned how to obey him.
Well, we learned the hard way.
The hard way.
He had to be harsh, only to make us learn. For whom was he doing it? For us. Mm-hmm. Not for his own benefit.
No.
He was perfect. He doesn't have to, what you say, to be harsh or rude or crude or anything. Mm-hmm. Because of us.
Good people have brought
you. Are you not harsh with your children?
Well,
you got to whack them. Huh? Oh, yeah. Beat them.
No,
you
will never beat. I don't think I will beat my children.
I don't think I will beat my children. You wouldn't?
Physically beating?
You should get some child of the authentic period, then you would definitely clobber him.
Yeah?
Yeah, certainly.
What about the Western people when they came here? Could they talk to him fairly easily?
Visitors
when they wanted to see him. Maybe
he would or he would not.
Yeah.
He would or he would not. Just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, next. It's all destiny, mister. And we point this way here on all four. At four it means destiny.
Mm.
Baba also pointed out like that. Your destiny. Which you call luck. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever you
think. Luck is different, destiny is different. Destiny is karma.
Uh-huh.
Destiny is exactly karma.
Yeah.
So
the reflection of your past. The projection of your past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And since you don't know what the past is, you cannot know what the future is either.
Why do you want to know it? He said, Baba, I said, don't you worry about that. Your past is gone. You don't know the future.
Mm.
You just do as I tell you to.
Very simple.
How easy?
That's not really?
Yeah, but he cannot tell us. He's not there anymore.
Absolutely right. Why do you have to worry about it? What do you know about the future? Mm. Do you know anything about the past? Nothing. Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Nothing.
No.
So, why do you worry? You're with me, aren't you?
For the people who do not know him, it was harder.
For us, it's more difficult.
Yes.
For the people who do not know him, you know, even who did not even hear about him.
But you got to learn. You got to learn. I am there with you. I'm there.
I don't speak about us. I speak about the people who don't even know his name. See what I mean? So how do
people who don't know about Baba,
who never heard about him,
never heard his name?
Well, let me teach you. The influence of master is quite a different thing. And my influence is quite a different thing. I am a slave. I am the record only, his master's voice. You understand? I am his master's voice. Uh-huh. Well, master himself is quite different.
In fact, it's no use to speak about tomorrow.
Tomorrow means every day occurrence. Well, we are going to Bombay tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That's that.
Yeah.
Well, let tomorrow come and we'll see.
Maybe still go.
Well, tomorrow dawns and he says, why do you have to go to Bombay? All of a sudden. We are all just preparing to go to Bombay. And he would come in. Why do you have to go to Bombay? He said, yes, we wanted to go to Bombay yesterday. Why do you have to go to Bombay? What's wrong with Mehrabad? Finished.
Didn't go.
No Bombay.
Finished. Good. So, we just unwrap our belongings and back to work. As if nothing has happened. But we prefer to go to Bombay at the same time.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
No disappointment when he didn't go to Bombay. What have we got in Bombay? What have we in Bombay? Nothing at all. Wherever he goes, we go. That's all. Mm-hmm. The value of Bombay or anything, anywhere is equally the same with us. Mm-hmm. No difference. On the contrary, we didn't like to move out of wherever. Yes, sir. Living with a master is living with fire.
Ah.
But you get refined. No, your soul cannot be refined and it goes to fire. Remember that. It's got to go through fire. Right?
Yeah. When was the most difficult time? Every day?
The beginning or later on?
Journey. Family.
Okay.
So difficult.
I'm sitting on a chair, but I am not the guru.
This is master's voice.
This is master's voice. I'm playing the record.
Yeah.
The record is singing.
But can you tell us a journey which was particularly
difficult?
Can you tell a journey which was very difficult?
All journeys.
All journeys.
All of them. Baba would think of going to one place, a British journey, halfway, go to somewhere else, remove the baggage, put it back again, wait for the train, make yourself like sardines, and go. Then back in wherever.
Yes, but that's a very common thing, right? Yes, if we go somewhere and then half day, we don't go anymore, we go somewhere else. You read in the book, it's all the time, we go somewhere and then they go somewhere else.
We start from here, Nagar to go to Delhi, right? Mm. We are going on the next day, should we return to Bombay? No questions asked. Go and get the ticket back to the station master and get the refund of money. Come on, we are going to Bombay. Come on. That's all, you collect the ticket, go to the station master, collect the refund and go to Bombay. No arguments. No arguments at all. No questions.
But sometimes you must have asked some questions.
Nobody ever asked any questions.
Well, if he invited comments, he did. Alright, shut up. Who asked you? Who is running the show? I or you? Shut up, you are going to Bombay, instead of going to Delhi. Just make you shut up. But we never did. We never did. No contradictions.
Is it also because
it is grace, you see, it's a fold of conflict between the slave and the master. You never ask the master. Why? You only do his bidding. It's a code. You automatically just learn.
Okay.
You see, you are a newcomer. You don't know what's going on in the ashram. But you see the other people behaving, you automatically fall in line with them. You make a mistake, I'll just tell you feebly in your ear. Or he himself will hold you up. Or you ask me the question, what do I do? if you think you are lost. I'm feeling chilly.
Oops.
Be buried for me.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make the house vacant.
Hello. Did you make the house vacant?
No, did you say you're traveling with him outside India?
Hmm?
Did you travel with him outside
Persia?
Persia. Oh, by train? By how did you get
by boat.
By boat?
Bombay to Bandar Abbas. Bushehr. He had gone to Persia too with Baba. Second trip I didn't go.
Was it rough also then? Was it rough also? Difficult?
No, it was on deck. We were just lying on the deck. Nothing
difficult. it was more difficult.
No, that was a very difficult trip from
first. Yeah. But train journey, motor journey is not much, no. Well, it is on deck. It is nothing. But we have to go with him.
Yeah.
He just couldn't wander around the boat anyway. No. No, sir. Only to the bathroom, back again on your bed.
What about the people in the boat, the passengers? Try to contact you to talk and ask you a
spell. Some boat, some wouldn't.
Yeah.
We just solved the issue because Baba said that never give her my identity. Never give my identity. I am your Baba. Never say that. Never say I am the Guru. Nothing.
You
say anything you like. Anything you like.
Oh, brother.
Just anything you like.
Deaf brothers, dumb brothers.
Never give my identity or it. I'll be back. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Father.
How are you? Fine.
Yeah. This is right.
This is a breakfast. There are eight people around here.
Well,
if you come out here, you'll be Friday.
I'm like calling this.
At the house.
Don't do
anyway.
This. Don't do aye. That. Don't
which
do
one
this.
Is it?
Sure,
if you want.
Okay.
Put your drug in.
Yeah.